So the people didn't have faith because they knew Jesus. They knew him in a familiar way. They lived among him for many years. So they had a lack of faith. And when he popped out of his ordinariness and started preaching and performing many miracles and saying very great teachings and speaking with authority, and they said, where did he get all this? So it was their familiarity and their pride in that familiarity that made them lose faith, and so Jesus couldn't perform many miracles. So we can maybe think about the idea of familiarity and reverence for God and how you balance the two. God, and look in the Old Testament, the people couldn't approach the mountain of God, and there was lightning and thunder and the earthquakes and fire, and it terrified the people. They didn't want to go near the mountain, and God didn't want them to. He said that if they did, they would be had to be stoned to death. So there was a fear in the Old Testament, and that was all brought forward. And because familiarity can lead to sin. You get too familiar and you think you can get away with things, you know. On the other hand, familiarity can lead to love, can lead to closeness and real deep love. That's the kind of familiarity that God wants us to have. So we have to balance that affection for God that he wants us to have, the closeness to him, and he's the one that put himself close to us. He's the one that makes us eat him in the Eucharist. He's the one to blame for this kind of familiarity that he wants us to have. And yet at the same time, we have to show a great reverence reverential love for God. So how do you balance the two? I don't know. You gotta follow the Holy Spirit. Look at Saint Therese. She would take a crucifix and kiss Jesus on his face and his heart, on his chest. And I hold out the crucifix to the people at Good Friday, and everybody's kissing him on the nail on his feet. And I'm like, come on, at least kiss him on his knees or his chest. Show some kind of more affection than just kissing the base of the crucifix. And so it's, this is what God wants. He wants us to be close to him, and this kind of love and familiarity. That's what Saint Therese taught us. He is a loving God. He doesn't want us to be afraid of him. And so we take the theology of reverence, the theology of the familiarity that God wants us to have, and what Jesus did. Jesus came and lived among us. He let people touch him. He let the children walk all over him and hug him and kiss him and whatever else they did. They probably ran their fingers through his hair. I don't know. I'm sure they did. What did children do? As long as we don't sin, as long as we're doing everything to please him, you take this kind of theology and put it into our relationship with Jesus and the way we relate to him, a loving familiarity, but also a reverence that keeps us from committing sin and that makes us do everything to please him and nothing to offend him. So take that and put it into your the affection that you show to God, to Jesus, to Mary, to God the Father, Holy Spirit, maybe I'll leave it there.
Fructum ventris tui.